picture you upon my knee. T for two and two for tea.
The chili contest, Lou.
I am humbled.
You are humbled.
I am humbled.
This year we only had two chilies. A grudge match, a face-off, a battle royale. Battle royale. So, Lou, tell us the result. Let's start with the Pickus Award, Lou. Wait, no. Let's start with third place, Lou. Third place. Who got third place?
Yes. It was very, very tough field for third place, but it was a toss-up, and by one vote went to James with his three hot rice-topping chili. James Keegan,
third place! Third place, James Keegan. James the Rat Bastard Keegan wins third place by not coming in with the chili.
So, better when you don't have it.
Lou, who has second place without bringing in a chili?
Well, second place would definitely have to go to, and I just have to say it myself, it tasted better than mine. They have to go to Ma Sims.
Mother Sims! Cowboy's mother! Mrs. Sims wins the second place award. So now we go to the last place chili, Lou, the Joel Pickus.
I am the proud recipient of the Joel Pickus Country Bean Chili.
Woo!
He's just fucking annoying.
Who is the champion of today's chili competition?
You are.
That's my second championship. I won in 2012, and I win today in 2018. The only two-time champion.
And you win a shot of Canadian Club. There
we go, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out as I take my shot.
Have an outstanding week and go Bears!
Go Bears! In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lou, it's the baseball show.
Happy.
It's opening day for the Chicago Cubs. They couldn't play yesterday because of the snow, those wimps.
They couldn't play yesterday because they are wimps. I agree with you, Commish, 100%. Southside played.
All right, there we go. So, Lou, this is the baseball show. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask our panel of experts the questions that will come about for the year. We'll each have a question for Kurt St. Cub.
Just get on with it. What is it?
All right, we'll start with Kurt St. Cub. What question do you want to ask Kurt St. Cub?
Does Tony Rizzo shave his balls?
All right, there you go. Tony Rizzo, shave his balls. Kurt St. Cub, what say you?
I'm not sure about that, Lou. Does he or doesn't he? And then, of course, the next question is, why are you so concerned about Anthony Rizzo's balls? I think those are a couple things that are between him, the soon-to-be Mrs. Rizzo, and the clubhouse when he's up on the table quoting lines from Rocky before they win the World Series. But I'm sure, you know, if you're very concerned about his balls, I'm sure if you write him a very nice letter, maybe send him a gift certificate for a nice Italian meal, maybe a dozen roses. He might give you the answers to the status of his balls, or he just might have you classified as a stalker.
My question for Kurt St. Cub, will you, Darvish, become a Jersey thing, and where will the Cubs finish this year? So that's for Kurt St. Cub, and here's his answer.
You Darvish, of course everyone's going to run out and buy a Darvish jersey. Anytime we sign someone in free agency, everyone buys the damn jerseys. Is he going to be deserving of a jersey? I can't guarantee that, but there were people buying Milton fucking Bradley jerseys. It's like, hey, well, I mean, that's, that gives new term to something you put over your head and shoulders called a wife beater. Cubs are going to finish 3 games ahead of St. Louis. Playoffs are going to be tough. At the top of the division, yeah. They'll finish top of the division by 3 games. It's going to go down to late September before they actually have anything solidified. And in terms of playoffs, how far they could go in the playoffs, I definitely see them going to the final round of the playoffs.
Meaning the World Series.
I see them going to the
NCLS for the third year in a row.
NLCS third year in a row. How far they go beyond that, it's going to depend on what kind of shape their pitching is in. Are there going to be arm injuries? Are we going to be going to the bullpen too much? That's too early to call that.
Else, what are your predictions for the Cubs and Sox?
Oh, you know what? Mike, they're both going to suck.
Okay.
I mean, right now, we're looking at the Cubs. They're struggling at best. I think the bullpen is gonna fail them. The White Sox, get rid of Renteria. I mean, for crying out loud. I mean, I'm not even a next day couch predictor, but get rid of that freaking guy, for crying out loud. He's dumpy. He doesn't hang around the city. No, I mean, get rid of him. He can't manage a bullpen. Jesus Christ.
What do you really think, Lou? Hey, so where are you going to predict? Where are you predicting the Cubs and the Sox to finish in their respective divisions at the end of the season?
At the end of the season, they'll be golfing. They'll be golfing.
All right.
They're not going to make. Neither one of them are going to make the playoffs.
Wow. There you go. From Lou Dickman Weekly. Finally, Lou, your question of the week. If Lou is up to bat and he gets a 3-0 count, what does he want to do on the next pitch?
Sabermetrically, I would take the pitch.
All right.
People that know me know my glasses are 3 inches thick, and I'd have to take the pitch.
Doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding week in Go Bears!
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week for the 2018 football season. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Sunday NFL Picks. If you think you could beat Lou, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou beats off you!